Pianist John Tesh, immersing myself in scripture was key to cancer recovery. The devil is after your mind. By Simon Kent on December 26, 2023. Award-winning pianist, journalist, and radio host John Tesh has been battling cancer since 2015 and credits his continued success to two things, prayer and scripture. Tesh used an interview with the Christian Post to outline how his faith has helped him in his battle since first being diagnosed with prostate cancer. He believes renewing your mind is one of the most important biblical mandates, yet one of the most overlooked in modern society. He told the outlet, "I have found that many people don't truly understand that there are dark forces, that the devil is after your mind. They don't understand that. It's hard to believe because there are so many movies about it and all that. Many people think that when a thought comes into their mind, it comes from them, and it's not. It's put there by some other force. If you have so much unbelief and doubt in your heart, it's like two pickup trucks that are chained together going in opposite directions, and you can't get anywhere. A consistent prayer life is like a muscle, you have to work on it. And then, you'll read a scripture in the Bible and all of a sudden, you face a different challenge, and that scripture comes alive in a different way." In 2015, the Emmy Award-winning host was diagnosed with a rare form of prostate cancer and given just 18 months to live. Since then, as he has journeyed through cancer, he said his faith greatly increased. He credits a CD from preacher Andrew Womack, which emphasized Mark 11:23, for providing a breakthrough moment. "I've read the Bible for years, but I never really truly landed on those scriptures. And that really started a journey of dual modality for me, science and doctors, and also, what does the Bible say about health and healing?" Today, the Grammy-nominated composer and concert pianist is cancer-free, a miracle he attributes to his Christian faith, the support of his wife and the wisdom of doctors. Read the full interview in the Christian Post here. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.